We're going to bring things a little local, and we're going to talk again about the issue of reopening Illinois. And joining me now on the phone is Chris Johnson. Chris is head of the National Association of Theater Owners of Illinois chapter. He's also the CEO of Classic Cinemas. Chris, thanks so much for joining the Sunday Spin.
Thank you for having me.
So as I read it by what the governor has said, well, I mean, I'll let you jump in, make the case. Why should theaters be able to open in this new phase rather than as the governor has originally proposed?
Well, we would like to open, earlier than the 28 days that is best case scenario from the start of phase three, if everything goes, perfectly well. And the case for it is that there's a couple things. One, that unlike other businesses, when we open up, we're going to open up with old product, old movies, and we have to do so in order to let the studios know that hey, we are open, and therefore new movies should come out. Because if we aren't able to open, they look at their, the economics of releasing new films, and they say, well, you know what, let's wait, let's push that back. And so the idea being that even if we're able to open, let's say we were able to open next week, the numbers would be extremely small, and the ramp up time takes quite a bit. So best case scenario, if all goes perfect, July 17th is the first time we're going to get a big blockbuster movie in Tenet, and that is still in flux at this particular moment. And the second part of that is we also not having a date to open back up, reassembling all of the employees and getting them back to work is another challenge as well. And I think ultimately the reason that we believe we should open is the way the protocols that we're looking to institute are similar to the protocols that are in a multitude of businesses.
Chris, I want to get more into those protocols and how you would handle things, but
sure.
We need to take a quick break. We're speaking with Chris Johnson, head of the National Association of Theater Owners of Illinois and the CEO of Classic Cinemas. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. Rick Pearson here in the WGN Skyline studio. Speaking on the phone to Chris Johnson, he is the CEO of Classic Cinemas. Moreover, he's head of the National Association of Theater Owners of Illinois. We're talking to him about the group's efforts to try to move up a little bit in the way that the governor's reopening plan has phased movie theaters. And Chris, you were starting to talk about, just how can you do social distancing in a movie theater?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the social distancing actually is the lobby area, probably is the, is the most challenging. But we can do that by, first, we can stagger the show times, put a little bit more time between schedules so the flow of people coming into the building is a little bit more spread out. But the idea is first off, from a social distancing perspective, we're going to put in, the 6-foot distance and you're going to get your concessions. There won't be any self-serve. We'll have somebody manning that and handing out the drinks. But the idea is once you get your concessions and go into the auditorium, all the seating will be 6 foot between guests. And if you have traditional seating, you probably would skip every other row and then put 3 seats between you and every other party, group. If you're in a recliner theater, those right now are typically 6.5 to 7 feet apart per row. Mm-hmm. So then you could put a couple seats between you and you would still maintain that distance. Reserve seating also helps in that effort. in that you can see exactly where you're going to sit. But I think one of the big things and is that once you get into the auditorium and you're set, there isn't any talking, there isn't any exchange of you know, whether it's delivery of items, and you're actually not face to face with anybody. So the auditorium is actually a pretty good place for social distancing.
You mentioned about right now there isn't a lot of new product out there.
Correct.
I mean, how long does it take for, I mean, is it, and that's got to be a national effort, right? For states to be reopening for some of that product
absolutely.
To move?
Yes, absolutely. It's actually one that, it's actually national and to some regard it's worldwide. And, you know, so the film companies are all kind of waiting for, you know, one person to bring in a big release. And I was mentioning, Warner Brothers has Christopher Nolan's movie Tenet that comes out on July 17th. And then the week after is Mulan from Disney. And they all kind of, you know, they're waiting for the first person to, you know, sort of commit. And that's the issue that we're facing right now, is that they're looking at each state. And Illinois is a very important state, with having Chicago, you know, as part of their rollout of product. And first run product is what we live by.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, and obviously what you said with older product that you have now, this would be kind of anyway, like a beta testing anyway, wouldn't it be?
Exactly. And, you know, as an aside, we have one theater personally in our, you know, in our classic cinemas chain in Beloit, and we opened on Wednesday, and I actually went to my first movie. And we put in all the protocols that we're going to put in Illinois, and you know, I wanted to experience it firsthand, and you know, everybody was wearing masks, you know, they prepared we have self-serve product there, and they prepared everything. We couldn't refill anything or do anything. And I thought it went well. I mean, it certainly wasn't efficient, but it definitely, you know, gave you that sense of, hey, they're taking this seriously, and they're doing a good job of executing the plan. So I was impressed, you know, by that.
What was the occupancy?
The occupancy was terrible.
Okay.
There were 7 people in my show, so
but need to get the word out, right? I mean, they're
exactly.
Not used to it. And I'm sure since it's in Beloit, you serve cheese popcorn at that one.
We have some sprinkles, yeah.
I have a serious question. I mean,
yes.
And this is kind of about your industry specifically, is given what the pandemic and the stay-at-home order and how that has kind of changed people's entertainment delivery system, or maybe accelerated that change? Because obviously when you're looking at studios doing streaming, video services, those kinds of things. You know, what is the environment for cinemas, you know, as we get out of this?
Yeah, so, you know, I get that question a fair amount. And the thing that I would say is that in the Netflix and Hulu and Peacock and every other service there is, those are definitely the at-home, you know, choices. But I do think there is that aspect that, you know, I want to bring my friends and family out and have a night out. And so when you decide that you're going to go out of the house, that a movie theater is definitely still a very viable option. And from the economics of it, the idea that, you know, hey, you can release it just, you know, directly to streaming, it doesn't work. You need to harvest, you know, the different segments of the life cycle. And so you know, the fact that we were setting records in, you know, last year and you know, I think the biggest, you know, Avengers, the biggest movie mm-hmm. ever, was just in 2019. So the idea is there still is that appetite. And actually, the people that consume product, Netflix and so on, definitely are actually, you know, bigger movie theater, movie theaters more. So if we can survive this, you know, the ability right. to this closure and get back, I think we're in pretty good shape. And there have been reaffirmations of that from the studios, you know, Disney, Sony, and Paramount, and, you know, basically all of them. The only one that, you know, was kind of the scuttlebutt was the movie Trolls, which was released by Universal. And, but when you look at the economics of, you know, kind of where they went, they're definitely not, sort of compelling to skip the movie theater.
It's interesting to hear that, because it's almost like a phasing of entertainment situation where cinemas fit right. in, kind of thing. One of the things I know that in your discussions with trying to get the theaters more open more quickly is the importance of a movie theater to a small town. And actually, you just cited Beloit. That's a good example, I think.
Right.
But sure. I mean, there is something classic about those, the movie house.
Absolutely. And even, you know, even, I don't want to say necessarily small towns, but like the suburbs, we happen to have, you know, theaters, and whether it be Oak Park or Elmhurst, you know, whatever. And it is kind of an anchor in the downtown, right? And it does, you know, it sort of brings some vibrancy to the downtown. And, you know, we have theaters also in, you know, towns like Freeport, Illinois, and out there, and our constituents, you know, they have theaters all over. But there definitely is something about, hey, what are we going to do tonight? Oh, let's go to a movie, you know, and let's go downtown. And then afterwards, let's go, you know, get some food, or maybe before, get some drinks. But it definitely sort of centers the downtown. And there's also a lot of things that center around that as well, whether it be, you know, we host a lot of, you know, school events and library events, and we're, you know, and it's just kind of in the fabric of the community as far as supporting, you know, all the different activities that go on in the town. So
I just think of those the classic marquees, you know, in a downtown. I mean, that's kind of the vibrancy of aspect of revitalized downtowns. I think that's why it's very important that you know, so many theaters got the attention for being refurbished. Obviously I'm a fan. Chris Johnson, head of the National Association of Theater Owners of Illinois and the CEO of Classic Cinemas. Chris, thank you so much, and we'll be following this story along, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you.